So it's an active geological region with a deep trench, Evans said. I still don't see the game. Lot of undersea volcanoes, lot of slope debris, and therefore the potential for landslides, Kenner said. Landslides? Evans rubbed his eyes. It was late. Undersea landslides, Kenner said. Sarah said, They're trying to cause an undersea landslide? We think so. Somewhere along the slope of the Solomon Trench, probably at the 500 to 1,000-foot depth. Evans said, And what would that do, an undersea landslide? Kenner said to Sanjong, Show them the big map. Sanjong brought up a map of the entire Pacific Basin, from Siberia to Chile, Australia to Alaska. Okay, Kenner said. Now draw a straight line out from Resolution Bay and see where it takes you. California? Right, in about 11 hours. Evans frowned. An undersea landslide displaces an enormous volume of water very quickly. That is the most common way a tsunami is formed. Once propagated, the wave front will travel right across the Pacific at 500 miles an hour. Holy shit, Evans said. How big a wave are we talking? Actually, it's a series, what's called a wave train. The undersea landslide in Alaska in 1952 generated a wave 47 feet high. But the height of this one is impossible to anticipate, because wave height is a function of the shoreline it hits. In parts of California, it could be up to 60 feet high. A six-story building. Oh, boy, Sarah said. And how much time do we have before they do this? Evans said. The conference runs 2 more days. The wave will take a day to cross the Pacific, so we have 1 day. At most, yes. 1 day to land, make our way to Resolution Bay, and stop them. Stop who? Ted Bradley said, yawning and coming back toward them. Jesus! Do I have a headache or what? How about a little hair of the dog? He paused, stared at the group, looking from face to face. Hey, what's going on here? You guys look like I interrupted a funeral.